Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Cranking it up on a Friday morning.
For Rube. He knows it.
I see him popping his head.
It's his favorite band.
Is your microphone on, Ruben? No, his microphone's not on. We got to get his microphone on. All right,
You're back.
As we broadcast from Borgata today. So, drop of the week later in the hour. Our NFL picks coming up shortly. Rube, let me ask you a Phil's question.
Yep.
Of the struggling players or the injured players, or the somewhat injured players, who concerns you the most for October? I mean, you got Bryce, you got Ranger, you got Bohm, you got JT. Like, of the banged up or the ineffective, who concerns you the most?
Well, the most important player there for me is JT. JT is just too important a player for this team. I think the catching position is like the ultimate position player piece of the pie, and I'm not concerned about him bouncing back. I'm just want to make sure that he is 100% because he's too important.
Yeah. Have you figured out if guys like Weston Wilson and Cody Clemens make the playoff roster yet? And if they do, who doesn't?
I think both of those guys have a really good chance. A lot of it depends on Austin Hayes. I mean, he's coming back from an infection, a kidney infection, I guess it is, that was
affecting.
It was really scary. It could have been life-threatening at some point if he becomes, septic or whatever?
Right.
And so, and he was actually a guy who was going to be the everyday left fielder until he, you know.
Which has made Rojas an everyday center fielder again.
Correct.
And that was not by design.
But all those things are good things that happen because, I mean, you always want to have more, right? You don't want to have less. And I think this put a lot of guys in position. Rojas is playing better. I think Marsh is playing better baseball.
Yeah,
I think everybody's playing better baseball. And
Alec Bohm,
better time than doing now?
Alec Bohm, I don't understand what the deal is with his hand. If it is a handmade or something else, maybe they don't know. But have you seen anything along these lines where it's a mysterious hand soreness that, you know, you can tell us this is positive. We should be okay.
I've actually had this injury. I had the injury and it's basically a strain in your hand, and it's hard to identify and understand. I don't know if it's fascia or muscular or whatever. There's so many things going in your hand. I think it's just a matter of soreness. It's
how long did it take you to get through that to where you felt normal?
So I, fortunately for me, I did it in just before I got traded back to the Phillies. When I was with the Angels, when I got traded to the Phillies originally, that's when I hurt my hand in winter ball, and so I shut it down, and so I did not pick up a baseball bat for like a month. So it didn't really affect me after that.
And that so a month off, and
after
you were
that,
good.
After that, I was fine.
He can't necessarily do that. I don't think.
I remember, Ruben, you remember Dave Hollins in 93 breaks that bone.
He broke the hammy.
He's supposed to be out for a month or 6 weeks. He's back in 2 weeks.
Well, he's different.
So does that mean you just shot that thing up?
No.
Can you shoot this thing?
No.
Do baseball players shoot
the hammy? I think that they can. I'm not sure if that's something. It's not a hammy bone for him. I know it's not a hammy for Alec. It's someone intrinsic in his hand.
Let's get a lot of calls in here. We're also going to get to something about sports, I'm guessing. 99% of people don't know, but in the old days you would have known. Let's go to Victor in West Grove. Hi, Victor.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Victor. Hard to hear you if you can speak up a little bit. Good morning.
I'll raise my voice. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to a couple of things on the birds. I got them forecasted, targeted for 12-5 this year, I think. It's just a matter of the defense and the offense to kind of just blend in to get with the new OC and DC. And it's just a matter of the both units just need to kind of blend and mold together, and things will probably go very smoothly.
Because 12-5 would be a terrific record, and it's a legit possibility.
Yep. And Jalen just got to be, let's all say, and I think it's been enough said, that Jalen just got to be a little bit smarter with the ball. He can't be wearing a cape with an S on the back. So,
right.
But
he's finding that balance.
Yeah. It's just a matter of, just especially after the downfall of late last year. He's just got to get his feet on the ground and just get his head on straight.
Yep, I agree.
Want to mention about Joe, I don't want to focus completely on you here, but your comment or your reaction with John to the Devin White discussion there.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you, really?
I mean, when... 46. You want a literal answer or you want me to chuckle? 46.
The only thing is, Joe, is that Devin White works in a different environment than you do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's best to, the business human way, the best way to do it is to say what you know, not how you feel, unless you're asked. And I think Devin White handled it perfectly professionally. Yeah. Your argument with John earlier, it's John, my God, John, you must be exhausted at the end of the
day. Well, all right. So Victor, you think it's fine that he said he doesn't know what his role is?
I think he did it. I think he did his job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I see it differently.
Thanks, Victor.
Fair enough.
I do feel supported by Victor. I appreciate that.
Oh, you've been supported by a couple
good
people.
Man.
I mean, I support you.
Thank you.
I do.
You.
Me too.
Okay. Wow.
I
overwhelming.
Look at this.
This feels good.
Wow.
Let me tell you something about Galileo. He knew something before other people in the world knew it. Right? Sometimes the minority wins.
Are you sure that's not Copernicus?
Well, all of them, John. All of those people. They're all famous because they did something first.
If you're going to quote somebody brilliant that you're like
akin
to,
they all did it first.
You got to get them right.
Well, they all were the first. Jonas Salk was
Galileo
first.
Galileo absolutely was out in front on a ton of stuff. The sky, space, all that kind of stuff.
A bunch of people that were. Einstein was the first. He said E equals Victor.
He said what? What did he say?
E equals what, Victor? Say it.
Is that what?
What was that?
Do you
what does
know
E
does?
Equal? I know it. What does E equal, what? Victor?
E?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what that
MC is. MC squared.
Oh.
But that's so crazy.
Victor, give me give me an answer. What's an inspiring movie?
All right. I hope this was not said. Will Smith's Pursuit of Happiness.
It was said, but actually it doesn't count because it's based on real life. We're talking about things purely fictional. Give me a different answer.
Oh, purely fictional?
Uh-huh.
let's say
three.
He kind of okay
two,
in the movie.
One.
He kind of grew up. George Clooney in Up in the Air.
All right, Up in the Air. It's
is that
it's not really inspiring.
Yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah.
Kind of depressing.
It's
though.
Like
nice,
a rom-com, right?
Nice try.
No,
by the
end,
it's like a dramedy.
It's like a dramedy more than anything.
It is. It's a weird one. You know what's also weird? That something got added to sports. I'm guessing most people don't know, and this does not speak well for this sport. James, every once in a while, we play a little game. Let's play a little game right now.
Let's play a game called...
Did you know this fact about sports? The game is called Did You Know This Fact About Sports? I did not. I heard it this week.
Okay.
I was like, huh? Did you know there is now a team in the NHL called Utah?
I did.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Where you been?
Yeah. Apparently not paying attention.
That was it? That
the
was
Salt
the
Lake
fact?
Moved to I mean, Salt
okay,
Lake
that's
City.
Three
okay,
to one.
Can we do a segment right, what Joe doesn't know?
All right, hold on. Ruben, did you know there's a team called Utah?
I sadly did not know.
So, Richie, did you know Utah?
I had heard Utah. Yeah.
Wait, let me ask
you. You're talking out of your mind.
Let me ask you a question.
You know Utah's in the NHL?
No, I don't follow things that closely.
Well, I mean, I know you know Utah.
I've
the
heard
state.
Utah, yes, mentioned in NHL
oh,
circles.
Oh, this is a
Joe,
travesty.
Joe,
42.
What team is Utah's former team? Like, what?
Oh,
they're
moved
they come
from a different.
Oh my God.
I'll take
Arizona
a guess.
Or Phoenix.
I was going to guess
Arizona.
Phoenix.
The Coyotes.
Yes. Yeah.
So there's no more Arizona.
There's no more Arizona
Phoenix Coyotes.
Coyotes.
There
now.
Shouldn't be. Let's be honest. Arizona should not have a hockey team.
No, they shouldn't.
They are now Utah or Salt Lake City.
There was a whole mess
it.
With and their
it.
Owner, with yeah. where they okay. where
well,
they were playing.
I don't know this stuff. So you,
I can't believe you just did a whole intro for a fact that we
well,
all knew.
Do you, well, I'm surprised too. So do you think? Do you think 50% of the people listening knew Utah has an NHL team?
No, I don't. I think you might be right.
I would say 30% maybe.
Okay. I was shocked, and apparently their name is the Utah Hockey Team.
ESPN every day. Like, they probably do.
That sounds.
It's like
very,
a football club,
very
like European,
cultured.
Like
yeah,
the,
very
you
European.
Know, like the, this is our Liverpool football club
Utah
or whatever.
Hockey team. Yeah. What a joke! All right, and by the way, that's a classic example. Let me just slide this in, where and I've said this before, if the NHL overexpanded, and I understand this is an expansion, it's a team moved, but like just give me Flyers, Rangers, Penguins, Islanders, Capitals.
They're not going with the original
Canadians,
six, Joe.
Bruins games.
I mean, come on.
I mean, when they give me a freaking Columbus, a Flyers Utah on a Tuesday night. Are you kidding me? Flyers Utah.
You're going to get it.
Come on.
On a Tuesday night.
Let's go to Gary. That's right. Gary in Vineland, New Jersey. Hi, Gary.
I did not know that at all.
It's a weird one,
what
man.
What I also don't know is what college is named Arizona. Was Foles good there? Is Arizona a thing?
What, did I say Arizona? Ooh. Or did I say Arizona?
So does it not count?
Mean, sounded to me like I said Arizona.
Not for nothing. If it was you losing, you would have been kicking duckies out of the back.
Well, I didn't notice it. I certainly thought I said Arizona.
I heard Arizona for what it's
yeah.
worth.
Yeah, yeah, I thought I heard
Gary,
it.
Knock it off. Get out of here.
Oh, man.
I like what you're trying to do.
Yeah. Me too.
I say play the tape. He's not there. Go back to the tape.
This is how closely right, people are paying attention to you, Joe.
They
I
do.
Want you to know that. It's
all right,
a little
Gary,
scary.
What do you got on our fighting Phils?
I think they need to celebrate, and that's who they are. Like I don't think they need to restrict or do things different. They said they were going to start off hot. They started off hot, and they should just celebrate and be who they are.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, the question is when. I do want to see them celebrate, and I want to see them celebrate hard. I mean, Gary, would you celebrate? See, here's the thing. This is the first time in the history of the Phillies, first time ever, where they will – actually, I take that back. I was going to say ever. No, the wild card exists in 2007-11. So, Ruben, how did you guys do in 2007-11? Did you celebrate when you made the playoffs? Well, you won the division at the very end of the year. So what about like 9, 10, and 11? Did you celebrate – when you clinched a playoff berth or the division?
I think we celebrated when we clinched a playoff berth, but I don't know that they went crazy champagne-wise.
The way these guys did.
I don't think that they would do that. Or did.
Well, I know
I
you did.
I can't recall,
honestly. I know you did in 08 because I remember being in that locker room when that double play happened, Jimmy to Chase to Ryan Howard. It preserved Brad Lidge's perfection in the regular season, and you won a playoff spot, I guess, and the division
on the second to last day of the season.
If that's if that was the case, then they absolutely
for sure.
Celebrate
but 9, 10, and 11, you made it more comfortably.
Yes, I do believe that's
well
the case.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, Gary, would you have them celebrate in like 6 or 7 days when they just make the playoffs? I mean, it might even be sooner than that.
They're going to. Like,
I
don't think they will.
That's
who this team is.
I don't think.
I don't think they're going to go super hard. I think they'll celebrate, but I don't think they'll go super hard.
I would love that. I would love to see a variation on the past celebrations just to show that this year will be different.
But don't. Yeah. But wouldn't you say at least, Sean, wait until the division is won? I mean, they're gonna win a playoff spot in. I mean, it could be by like early next week. Right? James, what's the magic number? Like 8 or 9?
I believe it's 9. I don't know what happened last night. I don't think anything changed it.
Nobody
I believe
played,
it's 9.
I think, last night.
So, I mean, point is that could happen in about 5 or 6 days. I mean, it might be 7 or 8, but it's there about. Hey, Gary, give me a great answer. What's an inspiring movie not based on a true story?
It's a shame we can't see the championship on Atlanta's.
I love your pettiness.
All right, Gary, give me a movie.
How about, did anybody say Rocky?
Yes, yeah. And it might win.
Okay. Then The Untouchables.
The Untouchables
is
based on a true story.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Real quick, right. Wechter grabbed it. It's 5 seconds. I don't think Gary has a case. Here was the Arizona thing. Name one of the two schools where Nick Foles played college football.
Arizona.
It's like,
yeah, I mean, I get the
yeah,
A.
You got the
it's
A.
Not, it's not a long A, but it's in
it
there.
Trailed off a little bit.
It's in
but
there.
Yeah,
it's in
it was
there.
A Philly A.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, totally.
Yes, Ruben, nice.
So true. All right, coming up in 1 minute, our NFL picks for week 2. That's up ahead in 1 minute's time.
Are you ready to pop the big question? Have you started shopping for that engagement ring? I know you have a lot of options, the mega corporate chains, thousands of internet sites, but is it cheap you're looking for? Or is it value? I want you to head over to Benari Jewelers and meet my friends there before you make any decisions. They have 2 locations, Exton and Newtown Square. At Benari, you can buy with confidence and without compromise. I just visited with them. I was blown away by their hand-selected diamonds from the world's premier diamond cutters, handcrafted rings from the most sought-after designers, a lifetime of free service, including sizing and cleaning. And to top it all off, only Benari Jewelers offers an industry-leading 110% diamond upgrade guarantee. That means your natural diamond will never lose value when you're ready to upgrade. Why settle for cheap when you can have extraordinary? Discover Benari Bridal at Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square and online at BenariJewelers.com.
So as we make the turn to our picks for week 2, let me tell you one person who's not going to play week 2, and that's Hassan Reddick. So, I mean, barring an incredible turnaround. So Jeremy Fowler reported, of course, ESPN NFL reporter and analyst, he reports. He says, from our week 2 buzz file, multiple league executives believe the Jets will eventually need to explore flipping Hassan Reddick via trade as the contract impasse has no end in sight. And an anonymous person is quoted as saying, not sure they have a choice.
Do it, Howie.
Let's flip them here.
You know what would be fascinating to know? And we don't know this. What has he turned down? Like when Brandon Ayuk recently got his deal, he got $110 million or something. And I don't remember the exact guarantee, but he got like a big number. So had he previously turned down? I mean, they said that one had been on the table, but like, has Reddick turned down $60 million? Did he turn down $80 million? Did he turn down $40 million? Like, what's he turned down?
We just have to understand.
We
what
don't
the
know
Jets
that they've
were...
even talked.
Yeah,
no,
I
but
mean...
we but clearly here's where we know, John. We know this. We know the Eagles would have wanted to keep Hassan Reddick. We know that when the Eagles shopped him around the league, teams would want Hassan Reddick on their team. Like, Ruben, when you got Roy Halladay, you got him and negotiated an agreement as the like for the trade to go through, 3 years, $60 million.
Correct.
So,
of course, everyone wants him at $15 million a year he's willing to play at that price.
Well, but they'll want him for another 2 years for $15 million a year. But the point is, he wants more. And
the
I just would be
know what he wants. That's what's so shocking that the Jets didn't have a deal in place.
Well, they messed up.
They 100%
they messed
did.
Up. I
that,
just
there was no doubt there. The reason the Eagles were getting rid of him was because of the contract issue.
Well, correct. I mean, his demand seems like it's beyond what the market wants to pay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it seems like.
Pretty simple, but you got them. It's just,
that's right.
It would be hysterical.
If they got him back? Hey, listen, it's not impossible.
It's just,
don't put it past him.
But
don't put it past Howie.
But it's a Reddick issue in that, like, Reddick
still
has,
not going
to
pay.
He's got to be willing to play.
But he may be reassessing what his real value is out there, too.
He may, but he may not have yet.
And he might be exactly what we need to be really, really good.
John, I'm well aware.
Really good.
I'm well aware.
You put him on this defense?
Really great.
He makes everyone much better.
All right, well, that's a fascinating storyline. Keep following the bouncing ball of that one. Let's get to our picks for week two of the National Football League.
It's time for Joe and John's weekly football picks.
All right, week one, not our finest showing. Certainly horrible
for me.
You
didn't do well?
I went goose egg, 0 for 3. John went 1 for 2.
0 for 3, yikes.
So John's in the lead, but, you know. Shame on both of us. John, what do you got your first selection this week?
My first selection, the Ravens are playing my old team, the Raiders. The Ravens are hosting the Raiders. It's their home opener. The Ravens lost last week to the Chiefs, and they're not happy about that. The Raiders cannot stop the run. Think about what that's going to look like against the Ravens. The Ravens are going to, I just think they're going to destroy the Las Vegas Raiders in this game. So I'll take the Ravens minus 8.5.
All right, so my first selection, I'm going to the Chargers, which is actually also my pick in a survival pool. My new strategy this year, just pick against Carolina each week.
I thought about taking that strategy because the Bengals, I got knocked out in week one. So.
I want to use a slightly lesser teams this year early and save better teams for later in the year. That's going to try. We'll say Chargers minus 4 at Carolina. Carolina stinks. Chargers should win. So they'll probably win by more than 4.5. Simple.
I like the Commies minus 1.5 at home over the Giants.
What a dog meat game.
You're
wow.
right. I like Jaden Daniels a lot more than I like Daniel Jones, who floundered again last week. Daniel Jones, holy cow. But, yeah, Jaden Daniels, he's going to give them a chance. At times, give them more of a chance than the Giants have with Daniel.
Are people calling them the Commies? Really?
Yes.
Sometimes.
I think, if nothing else.
Oh, so Commies awful. Minus 1.5.
Ruben, will a baby born today that lives for 80 years, will Washington and the Giants be good at any time during that kid's lifetime?
At some point.
Seltzer, they're a disgrace to pro football.
100%, man.
A disgrace.
They're an embarrassment, especially
really
in two big markets, like two real markets. Two Super Bowl winning franchises. It's an embarrassment.
They should be better.
It's crazy. All right, my second pick, I'm going to the Jets. Look, this is just an Aaron Rodgers thing, who didn't look bad the other day. Now, their defense might not be as good as advertised. I'm going to go with the Jets. I'm going to go with Aaron Rodgers on the road at Tennessee. Aaron Rodgers minus 3.5. A better game.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From Breece Hall, a better game from the Jets, -3.5 to take care of Tennessee.
My last pick is going to be the Eagles. The Eagles are giving 6.5 to the Falcons. Kirk Cousins, Joe.
Yeah, I know.
Not moving that well.
Kirk Cousins.
It's a primetime game.
Not only is it primetime, but he's got the Achilles he's coming back from. He's not moving the way he should. He's afraid and compromised. So that's going to look right up our alley. I think it's a get-right game for the D-line, and we'll have our footing this week.
Yep.
Which is, I can't wait to see what we look like. Leaning, bending, coming off the edge. It'll give Bryce Huff a chance to actually prove himself. Let's win by more than 6.5.
All right, my third selection, I'm going to go with the Rams. I need someone to help me out here. How are the Rams a underdog to the Cardinals?
Right? I mean, they lost to Detroit.
I know they lost to Detroit.
But the Cardinals injury maybe part of it?
I don't know. Cardinals are favored against the Rams. I don't know. Something doesn't work there. Rams, even
double
though it's,
Cooper Cup, I guess.
I mean,
they feel like
I don't
and
know.
They don't know who they're handing it off to as much.
Seems a little strange. Yeah. Rams +1.5. When I was looking at it, I was like,
it
wait,
is weird,
that -1.5? Mine is like, no, plus.
Yeah.
All right. Rams +1.5 at the Arizona Cardinals to take care of business in that game. All right, so we'll see next week how we do with those selections. 215-592-9494. I don't remember you playing this one before, James.
I think I've only played it once.
Nice work.
Hello.
All right, so the Phil's got work to do to close down the regular season and prepare for the postseason. One of the things is a couple decisions to make. We're focusing on two of them here today in our Twitter poll questions, which are brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. If you're thinking about making a switch to an electric vehicle, well, think Armin Chevrolet. Armin has incredible leases on the Blazer EV and Equinox EV. Together, let's drive. All right, first poll question. Who should be the Phillies' closer in the playoffs? Estevez or Hoffman? James, what say you?
It's Jeff Hoffman for me. Now, if the eighth inning has the, 3-4-5 or it's the top of the Dodgers lineup, I'm fine using Hoffman in that spot against the better part of the lineup. But Jeff Hoffman's my guy.
Rhea, where are you?
Hoffman.
Devin?
Hoffman.
John?
Oh, man, this gets tricky. If I can use Hoffman somewhere else, I do like Estevez. In his closer capacity, I like the flexibility of being able to move Hoffman around. So I'm okay with going Estevez.
Here's my answer. Estevez, as long as Hoffman pitched in the game. Meaning, if my starting pitcher went deep enough that both are available in the ninth inning, I give the ball to Hoffman. But if I need both of them, I want Estevez in the ninth because he's used to it. I want Hoffman in the eighth because he's used to it. Ruben, what's your answer?
I think it's going to be Estevez, but I think, honestly, the way Rob manages, it's going to be the pockets. Which pocket is best for that pitcher against that team? And it could be Alvarado as well as he's pitching lately. I mean, who knows how deep this guy will pitch if he really gets hot.
And by pockets, do you mean that the style of hitter, like these two guys are both right-handed pitchers, You know, like, this is, we're not doing a Strom Alvarado thing here with just these two. Like, let's just say in some ridiculous world, because no pitcher goes eight innings anymore, but Wheeler goes eight innings. It's game seven of the World Series. There's three right-handed batters coming up, and you got a one-run lead. You give him the ball to Estevez, or you give him the ball to Hoffman?
It's a great one.
Let's get to the teeth of the conversation.
I think it depends on the type of hitters that are coming to the plate. If it's if Rob Thompson feels like there's a couple of left-handers that that would give Estevez some trouble, I think he might go with Hoffman.
Okay. John, how do you think people voted? We got a lot of votes on this online today.
Man, I think Hoffman gets 69%.
So Estevez wins the poll at 52%.
Wow.
That's and again, shocker. I think Hoffman's better. Maybe some people are thinking like I am, that one guy's used to the one role and one guy's kind of more used to the other role, and just don't change the roles right when the playoffs are about to begin. But I do think Hoffman's better.
Good problem to have.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. All right, second poll question. So we've all weighed in a number of times today on when the Phillies should first celebrate with champagne this regular season. John, how do you think people voted online? The four choices were pop champagne when they clinch a playoff spot, or B, when they clinch the division, or C, when they clinch the number one seed, or D, don't pop champagne.
I think clinching the division wins. It does. Is an achievement. Yeah.
It does not get a majority, though. 39% say clinch the division. Interesting, 36% say don't pop champagne.
At all.
At all in the regular season.
Come on.
It's an accomplishment, right, Ruben?
It is. Come on. It's 162 games, man. It's a grinder.
13 years.
You've achieved your goal.
I agree.
Let's go, folks.
I agree with you. Clinch the number one seed or 20%. Clinch a playoff spot, only 5%. You know, listen, maybe someone, a reporter, will ask Rob Thompson or Kyle Schwarber or Bryce Harper sometime soon because, you know, it's interesting to find out what their mindset is. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Dennis in Mount Laurel. Hi, Dennis.
Hammer, how are you doing today, son?
Doing good, buddy.
You were talking about the hockey a little while ago, and you didn't know that they moved to Utah. Do you remember who the six original teams were from 42 to 67?
So I'm going to say it's Toronto, Montreal, Chicago, Boston, the New York Rangers, and I'm going to say, I got to come up one more. I'm going to go with the St. Louis Blues.
I thought it was Detroit. Nope.
Oh, it's Detroit.
Detroit
yeah,
Red Wings.
It's Detroit. Yep. Yeah, that's right. All right. My fault.
It's pretty good, though, John.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Hammer.
As Meatloaf said, if you extrapolate it out by times in two, five out of six ain't bad.
Hammer, you always find an angle.
I try.
He is. Actually, he's the master of spinning his answers one way or another.
No, we need a hockey team to beat the Hammer now.
Yes.
That's bad math, though, that is, because extrapolating
it'd be
that
four
out.
Out of six, right, John?
Yeah,
I know.
Terrible
bad
job.
You spin so good that when you try to become president, you're just going to spin yourself right to it.
Yeah, but Dennis, let me tell you something. All right,
that's not true.
I will be an exceptional candidate when that day comes. Exceptional.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
Hammer, we all would put our head between our legs and kiss our you know what goodbye if you ever became president.
Well, hold on.
That's a really horrible mental picture.
I just want to make sure you put the head between the legs.
Don't diagram it.
Which,
yeah, let's stop.
Which you kiss the whip part goodbye? All right, don't worry about it.
Yeah, we'll let that go. Sure. Hey, the Eagles, home opener Monday night. I think they're going to win by double digits. What do you think?
Wow.
That's
aggressive.
Well, they might. Look, they cleaned Minnesota's clock 2 years ago, and Darius Slay dominated Justin Jefferson. So
I think we have a great chance to blow this team out.
I agree with that. I mean, blowout's a little strong, but 10 or more, that's...
Yeah.
I'm kind of fired up about the energy that's going to be created.
Yep.
It should be cool.
It should be awesome.
Plus the Foles factor. I mean, come on. All right, Dennis, give me a great answer. What is an inspiring movie that is not based on real-life events?
I'm going to go with it was inspired but not copied. How about Hoosiers with Gene Hackman?
Yeah, I think that's too close. Seltzer, give me a rule-in on that.
Yeah,
I mean, that's based
on
a story from back then.
That is so based on real life.
Yeah, I think it's a little too close.
That is the story.
The people on the other team complain vociferously about that movie.
What other team?
The championship team. Like there was
lost or the team that won?
The team that lost.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that there was something, you know. So I don't know how closely based on it.
But it's enough that it's part of a real story.
Yes.
It's like Rudy. I mean, Rudy's a real story.
Exactly.
But, you know, a little bit exaggerated, but a real story.
By him.
All right, let's get by him. That's true. Hey, no time's yours today. Typically, of course, we do Time's Yours this segment. We're actually not doing it today. But, of course, when we do it, it's always brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's talk to Pat right now. Hi, Pat. Pat, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, good morning.
Or gal.
How are you?
Hello, Pat.
I'd look at you Saturday Live.
I mean, you don't know. It's Pat. All right, hello.
Good stuff. Hey, just real quick on the Phillies. Wouldn't mind if they celebrated the division, although I would rather them act like they've been there before and wait till they get the NL. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are. I mean, I've listened, and I think I knew your thoughts, but that's where I am.
Well, the thing about the NL is that, first off, you might not get it. And I will say, Pat, I will say this. I don't want the Phillies to celebrate upon winning the division in a way that 10 of their players are hung over and can't play the next day, and then that results in them not getting the NL because a bunch of guys miss a game. Like, I Absolutely. Do think if they celebrate, and I think they should celebrate when they win the division, but I don't think they should go as crazy, not so much because of what John's saying, like dial it back from past years, more just that to what you're saying, there's work to be done to get the number one seed.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
exactly.
pretty significant.
Yep.
Because a lot of teams play really bad after they celebrate. I mean, 2011 Phillies lost 8 straight game. Ruben, your 93 Phillies got shut out 2 out of 4 times right after winning the division. So, all right, Pat, we got to move fast, my man. Give me an answer. What's an inspiring movie?
How about The Karate Kid?
Wow.
Yeah?
Oh.
That's a good answer.
Yeah, that is a good answer.
It's really good.
I like that answer a lot, and that is certainly not a true story. All right, coming up in 1 minute, we get to the drop of the week. That's up ahead. We'll have some fun. I know James has some good stuff with us coming up in 1 minute's time. Hey, let me tell you about United Tire. You know, right now you can buy any 4 tires at United Tire. You're going to receive a free oil change or a basic 4-wheel alignment to keep those tires wearing correctly. How's that for a great deal? Look, they give you a lot of great deals and great service. Great people and true experts at what they do. The technicians, the people at United Tire, that's why I always tell you nobody beats United. You know, the team at United Tire, they care about your car just as much as you do. I mean, your success with it is their success. Get it there, and they'll take care of it. So why take your car anywhere else? Go to UnitedTire.com to find the location nearest you. There are 10 different locations throughout the Delaware Valley. UnitedTire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. All right, so let's do it. Lula?
It's the drop.
Krzyzewski
of the week.
Did it fall?
All right, so Jason, we broke this up into 2 parts because there were a lot of drops in the last couple weeks, actually, since we did this segment. Jason Kelsey's mother bleep is already in the finals, and that'll compete about in a few minutes against the other semifinalists you're about to hear. Drop of the week brought to us by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them online at familyjewelers.com or on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. Seltzer, take it away.
All right, dive in. Joe, you had trouble saying the word bullseyeing.
Now, ultimately, it's going to be on a combination of them, but the one I think that I'm bullseyeing? What's the word here?
Bullseyeing. What is that?
You're what?
I don't know.
Bullseyeing? Is that what you said?
Bullseyeing.
Bullseyeing.
Bullseyeing. The most is hurts. Yeah, that was bad.
I love you come back with the most desserts at the end. That was
sometimes
good.
I'm in the mood to joke around. Sometimes I'm like, guys, I'm trying to make a point.
That was good.
Let me make a point.
All right. Funny line from Rhea here. We're talking about Charlie Chaplin. She said this.
You said something about Charlie Chaplin was like the greatest actor of all time.
He entertained the world without sound. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Pretty amazing.
All right, Joe, try it.
It was.
not the radio.
That was so good.
That was
very good. I like that one.
I'm hurt.
Thank you, James.
Great line.
Good one.
1989, I'm driving home from my brother's graduation at Georgetown. My brother and my sister, looking back on it, clearly conspired to have me to shut up because they told me I couldn't not talk the whole ride home.
Oh, they played you hard.
Very smart.
Mike Schmidt retires during the car ride home,
wow.
And I'm not allowed to talk
That's
for three
amazing.
Hours.
That's
and
amazing.
You made it?
I made it.
Wow.
They played.
I might have cried when Schmitty retired, but I made it.
That's great. All right, let's keep it rolling. L.A., funny line that I'm sure you're going to hear on Joe's drop board, talking about Bryce Harper not running.
No excuse.
I feel like that is going to be very versatile for you.
I like it.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Joe, you completely misunderstood a question that we asked you.
Listen, Quinyon.
One of those guys.
Quinyon Mitchell, best Eagles rookie cube cornerback since Eric Allen.
No, 88, right?
No question.
Was it 88?
No. Keith Jackson was 88. Okay. Eric Allen was 21.
No, she's asking a year.
Oh, yeah, 1988. I'm sorry.
I know that Eric Allen
was 88. I knew exactly when he said Keith Jackson. I was like, yeah, he's not his area.
Not my.
Imagine Eric Allen out there running in number 88. It's like,
yes.
Not my finest. By the way, they were the two picks in 88. That's
a great amazing draft.
Keith Jackson and Eric Allen. Second round, Keith Jackson, first round.
Well, speaking of not your best, you just went at Mike Quick here. An age joke. My favorite part, though, is Mike's reaction.
Quick Six, how you been, pal?
Hey, man, I'm doing great.
Is that golf score going down or going up? I mean, you're getting a little older, so where's that score headed these days?
Wow.
Wait, what?
Mike was having none of it.
No.
Wait, what?
So good.
That was awesome.
How much better is he at golf than you are, Joe?
Significantly.
Light years better.
He's a very smooth golfer.
Let's just say anything athletic.
He's just smooth.
All right. Let's keep it rolling.
Oh, by the way, quick shout out, James. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Quick, Berge, Jaws, Seth Joyner, all not finalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but all part of a group announced yesterday. There's like 150 names or something. Eventually it'll get whittled down to the 7 that make it, but like they're in the running.
Awesome.
So just congrats to those guys for that, you know. And some of those guys have been there before, maybe all of them, but you know, so just congrats.
All right, caller Joe had an answer for what amazes him. He said the Paralympics. You didn't hear that,
Joe. What amazes you? We're moving fast. What amazes you, Joe?
Paralympics.
Condoms, you said?
No, he said the Paralympics.
Oh, I thought he said condoms.
Holy
cow. That's what I thought he said.
No, that's not even in the same vicinity.
Make sure you cut that, Jimmy.
That's what I thought he said. I still think he said condoms.
No.
Would you like to hear again, Ready?
I think this wins. I think this has to win.
All right, James, let me hear it again.
All right, here we go.
Paralympics.
I mean, it definitely does not sound at all like condoms.
I also hear convicts. I don't hear Paralympics. Say it one more time. I don't know. I just
Paralympics.
A little.
It's condoms. It sounds like condoms.
No, I thought he said condiments.
Okay, so at least Ruben.
I thought he said condiments. I'm not supporting Joe. I just think he said condiments, not condiments.
Sounds like you're supporting Joe.
Devin, what do you think? What do you think he said there? I'm sorry, you're just walking.
I wasn't sitting here because I was coughing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
So I have no idea what we're talking
about.
I
play it one more time, James.
Nope.
Paralympics.
What word do you think you said, Devin?
I can't say it.
Good. Okay, good.
Am I allowed to say that?
Well, I don't know what
I
don't think you are.
No.
Pound the
mitts.
All right, but
bottom line
is you got confused.
Am I close?
Me and Ruben all heard it as.
What is he actually saying?
He says Paralympics.
Paralympics.
Oh.
All right. Well, that might win because condoms is clearly not what he's
saying. Oh, my God. It's the best thing you've ever said.
All right, it's going to be condoms versus Kelsey. Keep going.
All right. Three more. Caller Phil, funny line today, even though he didn't follow through.
I have the utmost respect for you, but I got to tell you, I'm going to drop you like that deuce was dropped at Fred Barnett's house. That's all I'm going to say.
I can't believe
really
that.
Really nicely done.
Very well done.
Yep.
Really good. All right. Two more quickly. The Hammer Celebration, sadly.
MVP, I'll say Cooper Kupp. And I guess that's it.
A 3-2 victory on Cooper Kupp.
Wow! Hammer! Kupp! Not the one you wear in your groin! The hammer! Cooper Kupp! Foles! Speaking of the groin! Foles! Hammer!
Oh, no.
260!
You heard something else, dude.
Like, speaking of the groin.
I don't know how this stuff comes out of your mouth.
I hate to say it, but that was a pretty good
stuff. It was really good.
It was pretty good.
It was phenomenal. All right, last one. Dick Vermeil, a nice line about the Dallas Cowboys.
They're going to be a good football team. And, you know, that's good for our division. You know, it increases the attention that we give Dallas, and we can hate them all the more during the season.
That's good.
All right, is there like a fire alarm going on?
Yes,
fire alarm might win drop of the week.
Yeah. Nope.
All right, so condoms or something else?
I mean, it's Jason Kelce, right? I mean, the guy said condoms.
No, it's condoms.
It's condoms.
We're going to play the
it's
two.
Either condoms or the celebration, I think.
Ooh. Yeah, the celebration was good. Okay. I hate to say
James,
it.
James, play the short version of Kelce for those that missed it.
And I'm like, the gall of this motherfucker. Oh, sorry, sorry. Beep that. Sorry.
All right. So, James, we got that one. James, play condoms. Joe, what amazes you? We're moving fast. What amazes you, Joe?
Paralympics.
All right. Condoms, you said?
No, he said the Paralympics.
Oh, I thought he said condoms. Okay. And then.
Wait. So, my guess
why
was way
condoms
off.
Why would
my
that amaze you?
My guess is so aggressive. Well, yeah. That's
I still don't know what you were thinking, Devin. I'll
tell you off air.
All right. So, and then we got the celebration. Ruben, everyone gets one vote. There's three choices. Ruben, what you going with?
Celebration.
John?
Condoms.
Devin?
Celebration.
Okay, 2-1. Rhea?
Condoms.
2-2. Seltzer.
Kelce.
Oh, wow.
We need somebody to break it.
You got to vote, Joe.
Oh.
So, I'm either tying. I'm not going to tie it up. So, celebrate. Which one's
out? So, celebration or condoms is your call.
Hammer. Celebration. Nick, you know why? Because it's about Nick Foles. Let me tell you right now, the Guy to Door and Window winner of the weekend. You can buy a window or door and get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guy to Door and Window at 1-877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. What do we got to look forward to this weekend? Going to give you three things. One, Phillies Mets. Two, a lot of football without the Eagles on Sunday. And three, just sit back and get ready for the Birds to clobber the Falcons on Monday and for Nick Foles to get honored. And that's why I went with Nick Foles. Arr, the hammer!
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.